complaint about an individual harassing customers refusing to leave in the area of Windward and Pacific Avenue in Pacific Division in Los Angeles. Uniformed LAPD officers assigned to Pacific area responded to the location and located a possible suspect. After briefly speaking to the individual, the suspect walked away in the direction of the boardwalk. Shortly after speaking with the individual, the officers observed the same man approach and initiate a physical struggle with an individual on the sidewalk west of their initial location. The officers attempted to detain the suspect, and an altercation occurred between the two officers and the suspect. During that physical altercation, an officer-involved shooting occurred. Officers called for a rescue ambulance and began to perform CPR. Los Angeles Fire Department responded, arrived, and transported the suspect to the hospital where he was later pronounced dead. One of the officers was injured in the altercation and received medical treatment for an injured knee. The officers involved in the incident were both veteran officers assigned to Pacific Division. The suspect in this incident was a male black in his mid-20s. His name is not being released because his next of kin has not been notified. The officer that used his weapon in this incident was also a male black. Because of the medical condition of this officer, we have been unable to interview him at this time. We expect to be able to interview that, to have that interview completed tomorrow. Also tomorrow, we'll hold a town hall meeting in Pacific Division that will be attended by Deputy Chief B. Gamala, the commanding officer of West Bureau, and our Inspector General, Alex Bustamante. I know there are public concerns about this particular officer-involved shooting, as there are any time an unarmed individual is shot by a police officer. I am also very concerned about this shooting. The Los Angeles Police Department is working closely with the District Attorney, working closely with our Inspector General, and we will expend all resources to find out the truth of what happened last night on Windward Avenue. I'll take questions, but understand that at this time, this is a very preliminary stage of the investigation. Everything I have told you may be subject to change as the investigation progresses, and I can only share limited detail.
Is there preliminary evidence to suggest that the suspect was attempting or did attempt to get a hold of the officer's weapon?
Because we have not been able to interview the officer at this point, I don't know what was in the officer's mind. We expect to know more tomorrow. At this point, it appears that it was a physical altercation, and we do not have that indication at this point.
Have you seen the videotape that was?
I have seen the videotape.
What does it show you, if anything? Preliminary.
The videotape shows a physical altercation, shows a series of events, much as I've described to you here.
But does not show the him going after the officer's gun on the videotape?
No, it doesn't. I will have to talk to the officer. We'll have to talk to the officer to determine what was in his mind.
Is the officer sedated, Chief, or what?
Well, the officer received medication due to state law. I can't go into exactly what that medication is, but that medication would preclude us from doing what we believe would be a fair interview. We expect that hopefully that medication will be curtailed tomorrow so we can do an adequate interview. Oftentimes witnesses, either due to fatigue or to medication, you want their best recollection. So while we've been able to interview the partner and some trivia witnesses, it's unusual for us not to interview the participating officer at this point. I will say that both officers will be assigned to non-field duties pending the outcome of this investigation. This is an officer-involved shooting that concerns me greatly, and we will expend all resources to make sure that we find out what actually happened.
Can you say again, sort of what does concern you about it?
Anytime an armed person is shot by a Los Angeles police officer, it takes extraordinary circumstances to justify that. And I have not seen those extraordinary circumstances.
Can you comment on the department's training for officers in dealing with people with mental illness or addictions? I spoke to the DA today, who said that it would be nice if people were on the street every day, not just, if there was more, if there were more resources.
Well, that's a great point. That is one of the huge challenges in dealing with policing in Los Angeles is the state, the mental condition of much of the population that lives on the streets or adjacent to the streets in a homeless state. We do an extensive training program, not only within the academy, but with in service training. We're a demonstration site for the nation for dealing with the mentally ill, but it's still not enough. You know, we need more clinicians on the street. Actually, in the mayor's budget this year, our additional outreach teams, where we can team mental health professionals with police officers, so that we can hopefully address these incidents before they become subject to deadly force. You know, this is a long-standing problem in certain pieces of Los Angeles, and certainly Venice near Oceanfront Walk is one of those.
I see, to a certain degree, aren't police a little overwhelmed? You've got a lot of these mentally ill folks on the streets, and they need to be in hospitals, but yet your officers are left to try to deal with them, and then they're not psychologists or...
Not only are they not psychologists, but we end up dealing with individuals when they are acting out, when other people, as in this instance, call the police on somebody because of their behavior. Even the best clinician doesn't want to deal with somebody in that state. You know, clinicians want somebody to be calm so that they can have a discussion with them about improving their mental state. And so, you know, when police get called, usually even the best clinician will be challenged to deal with the situation. And police officers certainly are challenged. And we see in Los Angeles recently and in the past, you know, how we struggle as a department to deal with these issues that would be much better dealt with in a medical setting. You know, when people are in a combative mode or have been in a fight, as this individual had, it becomes very difficult to take the kind of steps that we would all like to see taken in order to improve their condition. So you're right, it's a huge challenge. It's one that I know that the city of Los Angeles wants to do much better at. You know, the council has put together a committee to look at homelessness and mental health issues. The mayor has added additional funding in his budget to deal with these issues. I'm willing to put as many police officers as I can into these combination programs with clinicians. You know, all we ask is that the clinicians be provided. You know, I will provide space, I will provide partners, I will provide all the logistics necessary, but the one thing I can't do, I don't have access to mental health professionals. That's the Department of Mental Health. We're in conversations with them and trying to do a better job of this, recognizing that it's a very tough job.
It's got to be frustrating for your officers because they go out there and start hesitating in these combative situations, and some of your officers get killed when dealing with a different situation.
Well, you know, police work is a dangerous business, and policing in Los Angeles is very tough. This is one of the toughest cities to police in America. You know, by and large, Los Angeles Police Department does a job I'm very proud of. When we have things that are of concern to me, we expend all resources necessary to see if we have a criminal or negligent act by our employees, and then also to make sure that our training and our equipment and our policies, as you bring up, are adequate to support what our officers have to deal with on the street. And I think that, you know, that may be the bigger question in all of these is are we able to support two young officers who have to go out and deal with a lifetime neglect, in an instant moment.
Chief, there's the national discord on these
policies. I'll answer both of them.
The national discord always seems to go that this is racist white police officers shooting black people in the street. Now, here we have a case of a black officer shooting a black officer, which we have seen in L.A. before, too. But the discussion is always about racist white police. What does this say about police work?
Well, you know, I think that the vast majority, to an extreme, the vast majority of Los Angeles police officers are absolutely blind to race when they police. I believe that we are a very diverse department. You know, we are a majority-minority police department, even in our command ranks. And you know, that has a tremendous effect on how people think about the differences between folks. You know, I think that we are done a lot to break down the differences and the way that we police and do a better job of it. It is a national discussion. You know, I think the Los Angeles Police Department is some, just like the rest of the city of Los Angeles, is somewhat ahead in time on the rest of the nation on this. But we still struggle with it. I deal with biased policing, racial profiling, whichever term you want to use, very, very strictly within the police department. We investigate every complaint of that. We try to make sure that our officers understand that a person's status as far as ethnicity, gender, or any other indicator is not a subject for police involvement. We police people based on what they do, not on who they are.
Is it just too simple to always call it a race matter? Is it more complicated?
Well, I think that clearly there are many, many issues here. And even if race is a small part of this, which I don't think it is, it's certainly outweighed by the mental health issues, the homeless issues, the alcohol issues, you know, all of the other issues that affect humanity across the spectrum. You know, these things are not, all of those things that I just talked about have nothing to do with the person's race. They all have everything to do with behavior.
Did the officer, was anything said at the scene about he has my gun, and the other officer you've interviewed, was there anything said or heard on the tape or heard by the other officer? And am I correct in saying you said essentially what you see on the tape, you don't see anything about him touching the gun?
Well, this is what I'll say. I am concerned about this particular shooting. It takes an extreme set of circumstances for a Los Angeles police officer to become involved in a shooting with an unarmed individual. You know, we are at this point in the investigation, we don't see those extreme circumstances.
Is there any specific training for officers to deal with homeless?
Yes, you know, particularly the officers in Pacific Division and in Central Division, we have not only accelerated mental illness training, but they have training specific to dealing with the homeless because both those divisions have so many.
Did these officers have that training? Do we know?
I don't know.
Can you talk about the question about extraordinary circumstances or extreme circumstances, like you said? There are other circumstances, of course, where unarmed suspects are shot and killed. Contrast that. I mean, what makes up, for instance, in extreme circumstances? Because I think people do hear Skid Row, SL4, these others. What are extreme circumstances?
Well, again, this is all very preliminary, and I know there's a tremendous public interest in this, and I want to make sure that people understand that I am concerned about this incident and that the Los Angeles Police Department is concerned about this. So that's the purpose of spending so much time discussing it, is that I want to make sure people understand that we are concerned and that we will make sure that we get to the bottom of this. We have not interviewed the officer. We are actively looking for more witnesses. We're actively looking for more video. That may explain the circumstances. I'm just concerned about it at this point because I don't see the supporting evidence that I normally would. Now, that may all change. This is all preliminary, but trying to be open on a discussion that is very much a national discussion, one that has reached all the way to the president's office, I want to make sure that Angelinos know that we take this incident very seriously, and that the chief and the Los Angeles Police Department does not automatically assume that its employees act properly in every instance. And when we are concerned, I want to let you know. Now, this may change as we move forward, but it's hard for me to be able to articulate that now because we are at the beginning stage of the investigation.
Chief, can you give us some examples of what supporting evidence would be? I know you didn't specifically necessarily talk about this officer's
involvement. An individual attempting to arm themselves, physically overcoming the officer so that the officer was unable to resist. You know, anything that would put the officers or somebody else in jeopardy of great bodily injury or death.
Thanks, you guys. I'm going to get him upstairs. I'm a Spanish speaker from the Spanish media.